12th paper. May I help you? Page 59.
In 1916, grocery shopping changed forever when Clarence Saunders opened his first Piggly Wiggly store in Memphis, Tennessee. For the first time, customers could select their own groceries off the shelves and pay cashiers on the way out. Before Saunders' innovative idea, grocery shopping meant waiting for the clerk to bring each item from behind the counter. The self-serving store, as Saunders called it, revolutionized the world of retail, just like self-service gas stations did in years to come. Today, technology and public opinion both display a readiness to shift responsibility and even some of the work to the consumer. Companies love self-service because it saves them both manpower and money. And consumers enjoy the speed and convenience of making their transaction independently. Consider how many people line up at the automated teller machines, ATMs, to take money out of the bank. Consumers are using automated devices more and more every day. Machines serve our every need, whether it's sandwiches, drinks, and ice cream, movie tickets, or train tickets. With consumers cooperating, the need to interact with human beings is quickly becoming a thing of the past. Companies are embracing this trend because of its increased efficiency and cost savings. Customer service is thus disappearing from the places where consumers are used to receiving it the most. In Malaysia, IBM has upgraded a chain of sushi restaurants with ordering screens that link customers directly to the kitchen, eliminating the need for waiters. In Pennsylvania, hospitals are using self-check-in kiosks instead of clerks in emergency rooms. In Britain, a company that sells self-service systems is trying out a machine that enables the customer to buy merchandise and return it. This puts the consumer in control. Besides, we've all had to deal with annoying salespeople, says a company spokesperson. In other words, the human touch will be available only if necessary. But there's another, more cynical way to look at this trend. We, the customers, are doing the work of the employees without being paid. By removing the convenience of service from our lives as customers and taking on even more responsibility, are we adding even more stress to our lives?
Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the article. In questions 4, 6 and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What are we told in lines 1 to 7? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. Where Saunders opened his first store. 2. Why Saunders decided to open a new store. 3. When the first grocery store was opened. 4. Which products were sold in the new store. 5. How self-service started. 6. Who opened the first self-service gas station? 2. What do the Piggly Wiggly store and self-service gas stations have in common? Lines 1 to 7. 3. Complete the missing information in the sequence of cause and effect below. Base your answers on lines 8 to 16. 1. Companies want to save money. 2. Therefore they... 3. Customers like self-service. 4. As a result, customer service... 4. Lines 21 to 22 refer to waiters and emergency room clerks. How are they different from the other examples of customer service given in the article? 1. They cannot be replaced. 2. It is difficult to imagine managing without them. 3. Consumers object to the changes forced on them. 4. Consumers don't miss their service. 5. What is another benefit of self-service systems? Lines 24 to 26. Complete the sentence. According to the company spokesperson, it won't be necessary. 6. Lines 27 to 30 present 1. The benefits of self-service for the customers. 2. An explanation why service clerks are needed. 3. A research study conducted on service machines. 4. A negative opinion of the end of customer service. 7. What trend is discussed in the article? 1. Machines and computers replacing service clerks. 2. New technological developments. 3. Companies looking for ways to save money. 4. Saving valuable time for customers.